Track 2. A stellar lineup of some of the biggest names in music, including Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé, are heading to Sandringham Estate for a series of outdoor concerts this month. Here we go behind the scenes.
King George V famously described his Norfolk estate as "Dear old Sandringham, the place I love better than anywhere else in the world." Nestled in 20,000 acres of beautiful northwest Norfolk countryside, it has been the private home of generations of British monarchs since 1862 and was the setting for the very first televised Christmas Day speech broadcast in 1957, recorded by Queen Elizabeth II. Since the late 1980s, it has been tradition for the royal family to spend the festive period in Norfolk, and on Christmas morning, the eyes of the world's media are on Sandringham as they attend the service at St Mary Magdalene Church. During the year, the estate welcomes thousands of visitors to look around the house and gardens, which are open from March to October, to walk and cycle in the 243 hectares of Royal Parkland, or to enjoy the horticultural displays at Sandringham Flower Show in July. This month, it will be transformed into what must be one of the country's most picturesque concert venues to host four gigs starring some of the world's biggest names in music, headlined by the Pet Shop Boys, Stereophonics, Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey. The event is organised by Heritage Live, who also put on 2023's Sandringham Concert Series, which featured Sir Van Morrison, The Who and two performances by Robbie Williams. They also put on shows at English Heritage's Audley End House and Gardens in Essex and privately owned Englefield Estate in Berkshire. Sustainability is at the heart of the events to make sure that they are as environmentally responsible as possible. When they visited 2 years ago, Robbie Williams and The Who's Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend planted trees on the Sandringham Estate, supporting Heritage Live's sustainability initiative. With four nights of incredible music lined up, we take a closer look at who's performing.
On Thursday, August the 14th, Pet Shop Boys, Scissor Sisters and DJ Dave Pearce. According to the Guinness Book of Records, Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe are the most successful duo in UK music history. Not only have they got a back catalogue jam-packed with absolute bangers, West End Girls, It's a Sin, Suburbia, Opportunities and Heart, just for starters, but their live shows are more than just a gig, they're pop musical theatre. Over the years, the duo have collaborated with directors, designers and artists, including Derek Jarman, David Alden and David Fielding, Zaha Hadid, Sam Taylor-Wood and Tom Scott. And they're bringing their Dream World Greatest Hits show to Sandringham to celebrate 40 years since their chart breakthrough. As writers, producers and remixers, Tennant and Lowe have collaborated, remixed or written for a wide range of artists, including Dusty Springfield, Lady Gaga, Liza Minnelli, Blur, Madonna, David Bowie, Yoko Ono, The Killers, Girls Aloud, Paul Weller, Noel Gallagher and Sleaford Mods. In 2000, they received the Ivor Novello Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music, and at the 2009 Brit Awards, they were presented with the Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music. Scissor Sisters are playing their first live shows in more than 12 years, including a rapturous set at Glastonbury, which included a guest appearance from Jessie Ware, marking the 20-year anniversary of the band's self-titled debut. Touring as a trio are lead singer Jake Shears, plus multi-instrumentalist Baby Daddy and guitarist Del Marquise. Expect hits including Take Your Mama, I Don't Feel Like Dancing and Filthy Gorgeous. DJ Dave Pearce, best known for presenting BBC Radio 1's dance anthems in the 90s and noughties, will be getting the night started.
On Friday, August the 15th, the lineup is Mariah Carey, Nile Rodgers and Chic, and Eternal. It was a real pinch-yourself moment for the county's pop fans when it was announced that the best-selling female artist of all time, Mariah Carey, will be coming to Norfolk. With her five-octave singing range, her debut self-titled album, released in 1990, made her an immediate sensation, and she's recorded 19 number one songs, more than any other solo artist in Billboard Hot 100 history. By the end of the decade, she'd released the diamond-certified albums Music Box and Daydream and eclipsed Michael Jackson's record for the most chart-topping singles by an individual. Her 2005 album, The Emancipation of Mimi, became that year's best-selling record, and the five-time Grammy Award winner is now one of the most commercially successful artists of all time, with more than 200 million albums sold worldwide. So expect a set packed with hits, which might include Vision of Love, Fantasy, Hero, and We Belong Together. Although it might be a bit too early for All I Want for Christmas Is You, but with big tubs of Quality Street already in the supermarkets, you never know. Like Scissor Sisters, Nile Rodgers and Chic were one of the highlights of this year's Glastonbury Festival, performing hit after hit. As a composer, producer, arranger and guitarist, Rodgers has always been a musical pioneer, from chic tracks such as La Freak and Good Times, which sparked the advent of hip-hop when it was sampled on Rapper's Delight, to working with megastars including Sister Sledge, We Are Family, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, David Bowie's Let's Dance and Madonna's Like a Virgin. His body of music has sold 500 plus million albums, while his Grammy Award-winning collaborations with Daft Punk, Random Access Memories and Beyoncé's Renaissance show that he still is at the vanguard of contemporary pop. There is little wonder that he's at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement awardee, Apple Music Artist in Residence and Songwriters Hall of Fame chairman. And rounding off the bill will be R&B group Eternal. Originally formed in 1992, their debut album, Always and Forever, was released the following year and went four times platinum in the UK. They went on to sell 10 million records worldwide. The group disbanded in the year 2000, and the all-new Eternal lineup consists of Esther Bennett, Vernie Bennett and Crystal Lachtar. Expect hits including I Wanna Be, The Only One, Stay and Power of a Woman.
On Saturday, August the 16th, the lineup is Stereophonics, Blossoms and Jake Bugg. Following a headline set at the Isle of Wight Festival earlier this summer, Stereophonics are bringing their extensive catalogue of rock anthems to the Royal Estate. Fronted by Kelly Jones, expect hits including Dakota, Have a Nice Day, Maybe Tomorrow and A Thousand Trees, along with tracks from their latest studio album Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait, which was released in April. The group has sold more than 10 million albums and achieved 1.5 billion global streams and five Brit Award nominations, including one win. Blossom's performance with singer of the moment C-Mat was another Glastonbury highlight. Formed in 2013, their self-titled 2016 debut album topped the album charts and earned the band Brit Award and a Mercury Prize nominations. Gary, their recently released sixth studio album, is their fourth UK number one album. Jake Bugg found success in 2012 with his Mercury Prize-nominated eponymous debut album, which included the hit single Lightning Bolt. He continued to develop his sound on subsequent efforts like the Rick Rubin-produced Shangri-La and the Dan Auerbach-produced Hearts That Strain. His latest album, A Modern Day Distraction, was released last year.
And on Sunday, August the 17th, Michael Bublé, Beverly Knight and Gabrielle will be performing. Sandringham is a venue for all-round entertainer Michael Bublé's only show in the UK this year. He's sold more than 75 million albums worldwide and his music has been streamed more than 14 billion times. He has a string of awards to his name, including five Grammys, 15 Juno Awards, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and Canada's Walk of Fame. Equally at home singing standards, pop, swing, jazz and R&B, he released his self-titled debut album in 2003, followed by a series of multi-platinum number one albums, including Call Me Irresponsible in 2007, Crazy Love in 2009, To Be Loved in 2013, Love 2018 and, of course, Christmas in 2011. His most recent studio album was 2022's Higher. This was his 9th top 10 on Billboard's top album sales chart and 7th consecutive studio album to debut in the top 3 and went to number 1 in the UK album chart. Blending music and comedy, his shows are known for their amazing production and take his audience on a special journey every night, singing his heart out, serenading them with beautiful love songs, making them laugh, cry and dance. Beverly Knight returns to East Anglia just a few weeks after supporting Gary Barlow at Thetford Forest. She is a British treasure, having been made an MBE in 2007 for services to music and charity, as well as winning an Olivier Award, 3 MOBO Awards, plus several Brit and Mercury Prize nominations. She's sold more than 1 million albums in the UK and has also carved out a hugely successful career in musical theatre with starring roles in The Bodyguard, The Drifter's Girl, Cats and Sisters Act. She's currently appearing as godmother of rock and roll Sister Rosetta Tharp, whose guitar playing influenced the likes of Elvis Presley in the musical Marie and Rosetta. And singer-songwriter Gabrielle has had huge hit singles with Dreams, Rise and Out of Reach and has won major awards, including 2 Brit Awards, 2 MOBO Awards and an Ivor Novello Award. Gates open at 2 p.m. each day. For all show information, including details of glamping and VIP packages and to book, go to heritagelive.net.